Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
All right. Happy Thursday, Hannah, who didn't know the days of the week yesterday.
It is Thursday.
So what do you have tonight then?
Tonight we have Westport Plaza. We're going to be out there, AB and I, from 4 to 6. We're going to be out there. Super excited.
Are you going to be able to talk to people? I heard you're not feeling good.
I feel like I got hit by a Mack truck, but I am going to recover after the show, and I'll be good to go.
It's your sister's birthday, too, huh?
It is.
Oh,
my sissy. Yes, my sister Amanda. It's her birthday today, and I am going to say her age because she thinks she's old, but she's not. She's turning 31 today.
Oh, well, happy birthday, Amanda. Alex, you went to Teddy Swims yesterday. Got the shirt on. You got the merch on.
Awesome.
Teddy Swims, he's like, you guys here know, I kind of been a Teddy Swims fan since he came out on YouTube, 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Went and saw him at some smaller venues, and I'm not often a guy that buys
merch.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
At the show, but I saw my opportunity and took it, so I went and got myself a Teddy Swims.
He's wearing it into the show today.
Yeah.
It looks really good.
Yep. Thank you. Yeah, too, you know, black and orange. You don't see the orange riding often, but Teddy Swims is an interesting guy.
How was the show? Yeah.
Unbelievable. Honestly, if you don't like Teddy Swims or haven't really listened too much, you should, but he's one of the best singers I've ever seen, in person, for real.
Wow.
He sounds exactly like he does on all the songs.
That's
we
awesome.
Play Lose Control a lot here on Y98. But, yeah, he's awesome, and he effortlessly... what's cool about Teddy Swims, he was signing autographs on stage while he was singing, which was pretty awesome.
Wow.
So, security guards were, basically, people were passing up the stuff that they wanted to get signed, and he'd say, bring it up to the stage, and he'd sign it, and was...
That's crazy.
Super cool. Couple people did go down in the middle of the show, in the GA area.
Oh, and just got an autograph?
And we've seen all those different videos over the years, people stopping the show and making sure people are all right. He actually did that twice.
Really?
Because
of the heat?
No, well,
maybe they have the sickness that I have.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But no, I don't know what it was. It was very interesting. They carted two people out in wheelchairs.
Teddy Swims doesn't seem like a mosh pit type of guy.
No.
It's got soulful music.
Maybe people were just so touched by his voice.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's not unattractive, but he's not one of those guys you would swoon over and pass out the Bobby Soxers back in the day.
All the guys I'm going to.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Guys, people pass out?
Yes.
I think
it's for attention.
Oh, do you think Ben Platt's that good looking, guys?
That's AB's next plan. Yeah.
AB's going down at the next Ben Platt.
I don't want to vote against Ben Platt's looks, but I don't know if people are fainting.
He's so cute.
AB's going to throw something at him. He's so cute. He's adorable.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell him the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, this was an awesome story out of Virginia. Six high school students wanted to surprise their custodian, and they got to know him a little bit. And I have always said this, the people especially that are cleaning up after you and making sure that you come into a space that's clean every day, and they do it with a smile on their face and they do it with respect, those are the people that deserve the most respect, I think.
Yeah,
you
it's
know?
A mm-hmm. job that sometimes gets overlooked, and sometimes it can be a challenging job just of how people perceive it in our culture.
Absolutely. And high schooler Bennett Hibsham started a GoFundMe page, and they made it a goal. Six high school friends made it their goal to raise enough money to buy this custodian his dream car, which was a Jeep Wrangler. And
wow.
So within a year, they got together, and they town residents started kicking in. Local businesses heard about this, and they set out to do this over time. They raised this in 2 days.
Wow.
Holy cow.
And they were able to get Francis, the custodian, his brand new red Jeep Wrangler.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome.
That's
yeah.
a cool car,
That's
too.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's totally awesome. And their video is cool. If you check it out online, there's a video of like them doing a whole surprise for him. It's really neat. But like I said, those are the people that, you know, deserve the respect. And, you know, always, hey, if you can't get into a building late at night and you forget something at school or you forget something somewhere, you know who's going to let you in? The custodian.
That's right. True.
That's true.
And, you know, it's one of those things that is just a reminder of the power of a community coming mm-hmm. together, too, and the power in numbers and all of us being supportive of each other. Check out the new Empower checking account from Together Credit Union when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
Wow! I feel good.
Your good news is brought to you by Siteman Cancer Center with the Cardinals Game Time. It's the Cardinals and the Pirates. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer. First pitch is at 6:15 on our sister station, KMOX.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Which is the worst technology problem to have? Mm. Like, you have this problem on a regular basis, okay? Phone battery dies at like 99%. So basically it always has to be mm-hmm. plugged in, constantly charged. Streaming service constantly buffering middle of your show, or running out of storage every single time you want to take a photo.
I would definitely say running out of storage all the time, just because of the notifications that come up all of the time, like in the middle of your phone saying like storage full, buy new storage, those are aggressive.
But you'd want to be yeah. plugged in. I don't know.
Like, I don't know.
I can't move. You got no range.
I'm with Hannah with storage, especially on a personal level. We do a lot of video shooting in the studio, and sometimes you're like, hey, everything's great. And all of a sudden, it's like we're almost the end of the segment, and it says storage full, and you lose the entire video.
Mm-hmm. I know. I live that life because yeah. I got so many pictures of my kids on my phone, and then I have the storage issue with the show, and the person who gets the most mad at me is AB.
Yeah,
of course.
I could deal with that. AB's like, I don't have the video of you. Where's this video of you? I had to draw you into the video. I'm like, I don't know.
I get Sketch it up, too. I'm like, delete the pictures of your kids. We got to show you.
Right.
I feel like these are the tech problems of Brett Mega.
Yeah, I do yeah. have like all of these.
You know what I mean?
That. Actually, I'm surprised Kevin didn't
choose streaming service.
No, we don't really have much of a problem. My son is very big about the fact that
which is the worst.
Because he always comes up and he's like, are you guys watching something? Because my show is glitching. It's lagging.
Yeah, that would annoy you.
I mean, not his show, his game.
Yeah.
It's
which
Fortnite.
One's for you, Alex? Which is the worst?
You know, the one that I experience most that is, I just think, awful is when you're in the middle of that show and the streaming service starts buffering and your, you know, Wi-Fi, your house isn't working. Then you try to connect to your hotspot on your phone and all those different ways around it. To me, I think
then
it's
you just do TikTok.
It's a bummer. Well,
then you just get down the TikTok rabbit hole. What about you, AB? Which is the worst tech problem?
I definitely think it's running out of storage because it's annoying and all that, but also you stop receiving texts and there's like random things on your phone that just don't come through, emails, and then you don't even realize it and you miss a lot.
All right, that was a valid point.
It has happened to me multiple
strong
times.
Strong argument. I was going to say phone battery because like, you need it.
Your phone is always dead
your
anyway.
Your phone is always dead.
As you
never plug it in.
As we just
it's always
you
something wrong with
right.
it.
I can't be a dog on a leash. Like, I need to, like, what if you got your GPS? Like, you just got to be plugged in at all times. You go to a concert, you got to be plugged into the outlet. You're just the dude standing in the corner at the concert.
That's why you just have a charger everywhere.
Why is your phone always dead?
He doesn't charge it at night.
Because
he's
I don't.
So extra.
No, it's because I unplug it because I got to move.
You have a charger in the car?
I feel like we got to get
it.
Yes,
but then I unplug it. Like, seriously, I got to charge it now. I'm about to unplug it now to
we
go
need
get coffee.
To get a portable
you need
charger
a solar
for this
panel.
Guy.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't
some
leave
solar
it.
Panel on your phone.
No, you just need.
I can't be plugged in. People
maybe
don't
need a generator to
better phone.
How do did this become a roast?
The day that you get a new phone is the day that Avi and I are going to do a backflip.
Oh my God. Yeah. I got Generac.
The segment ended, guys. The segment ended.
Brent's going to be holding a generator walking around with his phone plugged in.
I did do that at Morning Show Boot Camp. AB gave me a portable charger and I walked around with that thing.
Yeah, and you're using my charger right now, too.
I know. That's how I roll. You just keep me alive.
The polls are open.
Danny, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. It's going to be you versus Hannah and Hannah's homeschool. You feeling a W or what?
I mean, I'm going to try.
All right. Like it. You versus Hannah.
I normally play with my kids, but I had to leave early and I don't have them.
Oh, no. That's all right. We'll help you when Hannah leaves. Sorry. Bye, Hannah. Hannah's leaving the room. She cannot hear the questions or the help we're going to provide Danny. We'll ask her the same five questions and we'll see how Hannah does and how Danny does, okay?
Perfect.
All right, Danny. You're a big company person, I'm sure. You love our company so much. Who is headlining the We Can Survive show for our company?
Oh my gosh, I have no idea.
He was just arrested for a DUI. Big company guy.
Oh my gosh, I still have no idea.
Was it a boy band?
Justin Timberlake.
Wow, I don't know how you got there.
Thanks.
Who did Miley Cyrus play in a Disney show?
Hannah Montana.
All right. Which Disney star is in Only Murders in the Building?
Selena Gomez.
Wow, you're on fire now. Yeah. Didn't need to help you so much, Danny. We didn't know we had a ringer here.
I got my Disney shows.
Who is Nick Jonas married to?
Oh, see, you had to go and ruin it for me.
Yeah.
Nick Jonas. I have no idea.
All right. And yesterday was National Cheeseburger Day. What is the most popular burger chain in America?
McDonald's.
4 out of 5.
Nice
congratulations.
Job, Danny.
All right. Danny, you didn't need your kids. We'll bring we'll bring in Hannah. And you can brag to your kids you're going to get a win here.
Hopefully.
Hannah's homeschool.
Hannah's walking back into the room. We just got done asking Danny 5 pop culture questions. There might have been some hints here and there. But even Danny, who usually likes to play along with her kids, didn't need them. She got 4 out of 5 correct.
Whoa. Whoa. I haven't lost in a while. That seems like a pretty good opponent.
All right, Danny, you are a worthy opponent to give her a first loss in a while. Who is headlining the We Can Survive show? I know you're a big company girl, Hannah.
I am.
Love our company. They're signs of paychecks.
I love Odyssey.
We've been promoting it for a long time now. For real? Is this really happening?
Maroon 5, Adam Levine.
No. What?
Nope, not even
Justin Timberlake.
On the bill. Yeah.
I would have given you any of them.
Yeah, that's right.
Benson Boone, Tate McRae, New Kids on the Block.
Is Justin Timberlake not going to be there?
Nope, Justin Timberlake's going to be there.
Yeah.
It's headlining our show in 3 days.
Okay, well, he is going to be there.
Who did Miley? You need to get the rest of them correct now. Who did Miley Cyrus play in a Disney show?
Hannah Montana.
All right.
People call me that all the time.
Which Disney star is in Only Murders in the Building?
Selena Gomez.
All right, we're back on track. This is the question that tripped up Danny. Who is Nick Jonas married to?
Ooh. AB would know this one.
I do know this one.
Nick
Kevin, you
Jonas.
Know this one.
I know this one, yes.
I know this one.
Yeah. Joe
Danny
Jonas.
Now knows this one.
Yeah. Joe Jonas just got divorced from Sophie Turner.
That's right.
That is correct. Nice. That's good that you know the Jonas Brothers. Other Jonas Brothers marriage history. But
you know
we need
Kevin Jonas's wife?
Yeah. We need Nick's.
No one does.
I will say this. Nick's wife has more Instagram followers than almost all of them combined. She's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of a big deal.
Yeah, that was her joke
Can
on the net.
Can you picture her at least?
Yeah, she was a...
Nope.
She was a Miss Universe.
She was a Miss Universe.
Yeah.
Starred in Baywatch.
Quantico.
And Quantico.
Yeah.
Priyanka Chopra.
What?
So that's three.
No hints could have helped
Never
me.
Never heard of her.
Yep. Yeah, right. And who is the most popular burger chain in America?
McDonald's.
McDonald's. 3 out of 5. Hannah loses.
Oh.
She didn't know who was headlining our company's We Can't Survive.
Maybe if my company sent me there, I would know.
That's so funny. Hannah, you have to say, I got schooled by Danny.
This is Hannah, and I got schooled by Danny because I don't know what's going on with my company.
Hannah's Homeschool.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, we're going to put 2 minutes on the clock, and then we're going to either keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headlines. This is how we do it. I read off headlines over the next 2 minutes, and you'll be up to date on anything that is viral or trending. Like if a guy texts you like this, he probably won't take you seriously.
Oh, boy. What's a red flag?
If you are the first one who always texts, guys will not take you seriously.
What? Really?
Yeah, if you're the only one reaching out constantly, it's kind of showing that he doesn't want to make out the effort, too, so he's not taking you very seriously.
I thought guys liked when girls took initiative.
Yeah.
Not every time. Not every time. That's the key. You text long sentences, which he only likes. Or replies with one word.
Ooh, yeah, that's
very
bad.
Big sign he's not taking you seriously. He only asked to see you an hour or so in advance. Hey, you want to meet up? Hey, you up, girl?
Last second.
Those are the three main ones where people could tell, like, hey, if they're not taking you seriously or not. This is the age where life gets real.
That sounds horrifying. Keep it moving. It's real.
I thought it was really accurate, though. Life does get real.
I was kind of curious.
Yeah,
but,
you'll never know. The most mispronounced names are...
What?
Anne and James.
What?
Really? Yes, because Alex's fiance, Annie, because A-N-N-E, people constantly get Anne, and they go Annie, but it's actually not. It's Anne.
Yeah, and Anne, I call her Anne, but she does spell it A-N-N. But when we are in like group texts and people are just calling her Anne, they always add the E at the end for some reason.
And they get it wrong. So commonly
Ain.
Miss. Ain.
Is that one for James? Jamie?
I don't know why they didn't say
Jamaz.
Jamaz.
Yeah, they actually put a question mark why people kind of get James wrong.
Yeah.
But James is also mispronounced wrong. Yeah.
All people, the James in their cars right now are like, what?
No, they probably
I'm
get
so
it.
Misunderstood.
No, I get it. Every time I go to Starbucks, they're going, Jamaz. Jamaz here. All right, guys, I'm just going to keep it moving for you.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
The Mega Mind question of the day. On average, women spend 3 times as much time doing this than men. What do women spend 3 times the amount of time doing?
I think a lot of things, but I'm going to go with shopping at the grocery store specifically.
All right. Guys, we're in and out. We know exactly what we're going for.
I'm going to say taking a shower.
Ooh, in the shower. All right.
I'm going to say picking out an outfit to wear.
All right.
Really good answers.
I'm going to say like clothes shopping, not grocery shopping.
Guys, really good answers today. No one's close.
No one's close.
I don't know if anyone's close.
Not even close?
I don't want to consider it close. And you probably maybe have already done this today, you know, at least once.
Oh.
On average, women spend 3 times as much time doing this than men.
Wink, wink.
No. What was that? What does that
mean? No winks.
No winks.
No winks.
That answer's coming your way in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
Got the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. On average, women spend 3 times as much time doing this than men.
Saylin texted in and said eating breakfast. Teacher Suzanne said getting ready for a date. Nurse Terry texted in and said wearing a seatbelt. The Meyer family and Lucas Modric III texted in and said looking in the mirror and doing their hair specifically. Danny says going to the bathroom. April says getting ready for a date once again. Mallory says getting ready for work.
No one's getting it, guys. This might stump everybody.
Mr. Metal says getting dressed.
No. Social media.
Really? Okay, that makes sense.
Women spend 3 times as much time on social media than men.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Everyone's like, yeah. And you probably already did it. Probably already checked Instagram and followed the Brett Mega Show, I'm sure, on Instagram.
For sure you guys did.
Mega Minds.
Hopefully you're dancing with us commercial-free on the Brett Mega Show. We got Mega Trader tickets coming our way in about 10 minutes from now. But first, we got to decide who is the champion of the one-word movie game. This is a very intense game played among everyone on the Brett Mega Show. Hannah takes it pretty serious. Mm-hmm. But her voice is hurting her, so I don't know if she'll be able to yell so aggressively, which will be nice, actually.
Hey.
So how the one-word movie game works is I will describe a movie and I will just use one word, and then I'll use a second word and third word, and that's all I go to. You get three words, and each word probably makes it a little bit easier. See if you can figure out what movie I'm describing, but just using one word. Use your name as the buzzer, okay?
We'll say the other important rule, that if you guess it and you're wrong, that's you're true. Out.
Yes. Yeah. If you guess early, if you decide like, oh, first word, I think I know it, you instantly cannot guess again. You are eliminated from that round.
That's always how I lose this game.
All right. We'll play five rounds. So it's a strategy. You wait, but then it gets a little bit easier. First round, first word, first movie, father.
Father, huh?
Space.
Kevin. Star. Empire Strikes Back. Because that's where he admits he's his father.
All right, I'm going to go with Star Wars.
All right.
Kevin got real dirty on us.
I'm getting specific there.
Yes, technically, he was correct.
You don't know he's his dad until number two.
Okay.
True. All right, Kevin is on the board with 1 point. Nah, second movie, Cars. Racing.
Alex, Fast and Furious.
Correct.
Nice
Fast
job.
And Furious.
Yeah. I was thinking about submitting Cars, but
I know me too.
Absolutely, Cars.
Yeah. I feel like the silence of everybody, right?
I know.
Cars, we all
start sinking. You played along in your car. Like, should I have guessed? All right. Sneakers.
Alex, like Mike.
No, but that was a good guess. That's an interesting guess. Alex is out. Skateboard.
Kevin, Back to the Future.
That's correct, Kevin.
What?
Yeah.
Would not have guessed that.
Yeah, I would have gotten all those and not have gotten that.
All right.
Never seen it.
All right. Real dirty on this.
Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm getting specific there.
Yes, technically, it was correct.
You don't know he's his dad until number two.
Okay.
True. All right. Kevin is on the board with 1 point. Nah. Second movie, Cars. Racing.
Alex, Fast and Furious.
Correct.
Nice
Fast
job.
And Furious.
Yeah. I was thinking about submitting Cars, but
I know me too.
Right. Cars.
Yeah. I feel like the silence of everybody, right?
I know.
Right. Cars,
start sinking. You played along in your car. Like, should I have guessed? All right. Sneakers.
Alex, like Mike.
No, but that was a good guess. That's an interesting guess. Alex is out. Skateboard.
Kevin, Back to the Future.
That's correct, Kevin.
Yeah. Would not have guessed that.
Yeah, I would have gotten all those and not have gotten that.
All right.
Never seen it.
All right, so it's 2-1-0-0. Flying. Door.
Hannah. Harry Potter?
No.
Ah!
Alex. Is it The Wizard of Oz?
No.
Ooh, that's a good guess.
So now it's just between Kevin and AB. You guys want you want your third word?
Yes.
Boat.
What?
Flying door, boat.
Flying door.
Door, boat.
Boat. No one going to get this?
No, I don't know it.
Titanic.
You always do Titanic.
I don't always do Titanic.
It feels like I'm flying.
Jack, I'm flying.
I'm the king of the world.
I've never seen it.
Yeah.
You've never seen Titanic?
No.
Are you an American? What is wrong with you?
I got caught up in Monsters, Inc. there.
I know. Me too.
The doors. And I was like,
that's good. That was good. All right. All right. Kingdom. Scar.
Alex, Lion King.
I was going to go Narnia for a second.
I was going to go Planet of the Apes.
That's a tie between Kevin and Alex. I don't have a tiebreaker, so we're just going to end
Why
it there.
Why didn't you pick a girly movie?
What do you mean?
There was no girly movie.
Titanic's a girly movie, right?
No.
What's a girly movie? Give me an example of a girly movie.
Mean Girls.
I think I did Mean Girls last time. All right, coming up in 3 minutes, speaking of Mean Girls, should Hannah's family member owe Hannah money? We'll discuss it right after Jelly Roll Save Me on Y98. Does Hannah's family member owe her money? We're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. So if your dog eats something or chews up something of somebody else's, do you have to pay for it then if the dog does it? 314-531-9898. The something for Hannah was something expensive. Is there an Invisalign?
Yeah, it was my retainer trays that are pretty pricey.
Dang. What happened?
So I was over at my brother's house, and he has a new puppy, Rue, and we were all eating dinner together, and I took out my Invisalign because you can't eat with them, and I put them in this room, and then I went out and I was eating dinner, and then all of a sudden everybody was like, oh, it's like, what? And they're like, look on the floor. And my Invisalign trays were completely destroyed.
Oh no.
Damn.
That's tough.
Yeah. Ugh.
How old is this puppy?
She's 6 months old.
It's the first time you were like with it a couple of times? How many times?
No, I've been around her before, but something I probably should note is since she's a puppy and we all know this about her.
Yeah, you know this going in. You're in the house of the puppy.
They have this rule that like you're supposed to put all your stuff like up high so that she can't get it. And you're supposed to close all these doors. And I didn't with my trays.
So are they going to pay it and replace the Invisalign? Where are we at with
it? So they're trying. They're like, oh my gosh, like we feel so bad. We want to replace them for you. And I just feel like awkward and I don't want to have them pay for it. Like they didn't do it. It's a puppy. And so I just feel like they shouldn't have to pay for it.
I think they should.
You think they should?
I think if your kid does something or your dog does something, you got to be the one who ponies up the
family.
Cash.
I think family makes a difference.
I think it's all on Hannah.
She
knew it was supposed to be up high. She knew she had to hide it. I actually, as someone who wears Invisalign every single day, something they tell you about your trays is keep them away, keep them high from dogs because dogs will like smell you on them and they're like attracted to your Invisalign. Like, that was something they specifically told me. So Hannah should know.
Especially if Hannah knew to close the door, got all these guidelines given to her.
I was having fun. I was focused on family time, not puppy.
I still think, like, if your kid breaks something, your dog chews something up. You're responsible.
Yeah.
And although Hannah did know the house rules, it's still like your dog, your house. You got to just, that's just what sucks. Sometimes in life, you got to pay for stuff that really isn't your fault, but you're like, I don't know, it's the right thing to do. I got to pay
for
it.
But that was Hannah's fault.
I feel like, okay, this might
sound
like.
If she closed the door and the dog got through the door and got in there and attacked and the retainer.
Technically, it's her parents' fault because the teeth problem is genetic.
Exactly. Right. Yes. Yeah. I tell my parents that all the time.
Yeah, thanks a lot. So it's a genetic problem.
I don't know if this is like even fair, but this is how I feel. I feel like I don't want my brother to pay for it because he's my brother and like family. But if it was like someone else, like I didn't really know that well, I'd be like, yeah, pay up.
Oh,
but since it's my family, I don't want him to pay for it.
Who should pay for this? If your dog chews something up and someone didn't abide by the rules of the house, your dogs ever do this, do you just pay for it because it's, you know, like you feel bad, it's the right thing to do? Or do you feel like, oh, you knew the rules, it's your fault, sucks that you lost your Invisalign? 314-531-9898. We want to take your calls on who should pay if the dog eats up the Invisalign, which is hundreds of dollars in Hannah's situation. We'll take your calls on
maybe
this.
Thousands.
Is it really?
I have to go tomorrow.
Oh my God. Please, please, please hang out with us where we're commercial free for an hour because we're going to give you a trip to win a trip to see Sabrina Carpenter in LA. It's like you and three of your friends get to go to LA. All you got to do is download the Odyssey app, listen for 60 minutes while we hang commercial free with you, and then you instantly qualify for that trip. Maybe you want to take Hannah because now she's going to be down tons of money and could be.
For real.
Is this Invisalign thing really thousands of dollars?
Yeah, I have to go tomorrow to the orthodontist and I have to get refit and resized and I don't know how much.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up. That's
it'll
crazy.
Cost.
So Hannah was at her brother's house having a little family dinner and hanging out and took the Invisalign out of her mouth and new puppy chewed it up. And they did have a rule. They did have a house rule. Like, hey, don't put anything low because we got a new puppy. Hannah, I guess, didn't follow the rule there. Who should pay for it? Like, should they split it? Should the brother pick up the tab because it's his dog? Should Hannah have to pick up the tab because she didn't follow the house rules? And you know when you're in a house with a puppy? 314-531-9898.
We got lots of texts on this, and one of them says it's 100% Hannah's fault. She knew the house rules and she didn't listen. As the owner of three dogs, our house rules, if you leave something around and the dog chews it up, it's your fault. Our guest rooms are always closed when we have company. They can put their stuff in there.
Yeah,
but I did.
Yeah,
but I left the door open.
I feel like you gotta watch your dog's back though too. Like if Hannah leaves the door open, like she's new to the house, so you gotta be making sure doors are closed. You're watching out for things like that. Like that's just kind of part of the policy. Let's go to Lorena. Lorena, what's your opinion on this? Whose fault is it?
Oh, good morning. First of all, I love your show.
Oh,
and
good
morning. I listen to you guys every morning, and I'm more of like a peacekeeper. I think you should split the cost. There's two trays, right?
So yeah, there is two trays.
You pay for one, and your brother can pay for the other one.
Is there a more expensive half? Who's going to pick up the more expensive half?
Yeah.
I just feel awkward. Like, if my dog Bear was over at their house and did something, like, would I pay for it? Like,
I want to watch you write a $1,000 check. Because somebody took out their Invisalign. You'd be like, you took out your Invisalign. It's your fault. It's
You'd
not
be
my.
Like, I told you so.
Yeah, like, Bear is a perfect baby.
Bear is a perfect baby.
Freddie, who do you think should pay for the Invisalign because the puppy chewed it up?
I think it should be half and half. You know, a lot of these people that are younger and don't really have a lot of responsibility feel like they don't have to pay anything, which it shouldn't be that way. I mean, you know, once you have kids and you get more responsibility, you'll know, like what you guys are saying, that, you know, you have to pay for it. If you have a kid or a dog or whatever, I'm also a dog owner, so... I mean, if somebody comes over my house and my dog does something, obviously I'm going to have to pay for it.
Dog, the dog is your responsibility. And so,
I mean, I don't have a kid, but I am responsible enough to pay for it. You know who really should pay for it? Puppy Roo.
Roo needs to get a job. Roo can get a job here and then, like, in 20 years, pay off the $1,000 Invisalign. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
SNL is about to release their 50th season, and I think it might be the best one yet, guys. I'll tell you why in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Saturday Night Live is kicking off its 50th season next week on September 28th. They released this cute little teaser that shows some of the different hosts and musical guests that are going to be on this season. They revealed, like, who's going to kick it off all the way through November 2nd. So they haven't revealed everyone, obviously, but they give a good little list. Starting out with the first host is going to be Gene Smart, and the musical guest is going to be Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll is great. I think he's on the top of his game. And then Gene Smart is, if you don't know who she is, I feel like you recognize her. She's from Hacks, which just killed it at the Emmys, and she's done a bunch of stuff.
Designing Women is where she kind of started.
It is where she started. So I think, like, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I do know her, and stuff like that. And she's super funny, and I think it'd hang with some of those big-time comedians.
I personally think, so they released 5 different dates and people. I personally think the best week or the most interesting one is going to be the week of October 12th. Ariana Grande is going to be the host, and Stevie Nicks is going to be the musical guest.
I love that. I'm surprised that Ari's not doing both, because I know she's capable of, but I think Ari's actually super, like, not my favorite human, but has the chops to do that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's right before Wicked, as you get ready for the Wicked release.
Another interesting one, on November 2nd, John Mulaney's going to be hosting, and Chapel Roan's going to be the musical guest. She hasn't had the best, like, spotlight recently, so I wonder how she'll be on SNL.
I'm curious how she's going to do live. Like, this is all live, and she's one of the biggest things with her is she's had an attitude issue, like, on red carpets and things like that. True. So she's going to be in front of that live studio audience.
I don't think that's
game.
The place to, like, be like that either. Right. You'll get roasted real quick.
People have had big fallouts from Saturday Night Live. Just ask, Ashley Simpson and stuff like that.
Right. So it will be premiering on September 28th, and you can watch the season on NPC and Peacock. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, we're going to keep it moving through all the trending stories. So how Keep It Moving works is I look at the headlines and then I just read them off, and Hannah tells me which ones to either keep it moving on, just read the headline and just keep scrolling, or which ones we need to give you details on. Clock is already running. How stressed out are Americans?
I'd say pretty stressed out.
Yeah, the average person feels their head is spinning from stress 156 times per year. That means at least 3 times a week, we are just overwhelmed by stress.
That's how they wrote it, head spinning?
Yes, head spinning.
It sounds like a little scary, but mood, I feel that.
Yeah, that feels scary, but that's how I would describe my feeling at least 3 times a week.
Uh-huh.
How long does it take to make a friend?
Not too long. Keep moving.
For Hannah, the number was...
It takes me a long time.
Yeah, the number was actually really long about how much hours you have to put into the friendship. Hannah's like, oh, I met somebody on the street. They're my bestie.
Uh-huh. Besties, yay.
Bad news sandwich.
We don't need any more bad news. Keep moving.
Okay, this is the filthiest spot in your bedroom.
Oh, where?
Your mattress. Professional cleaners say the person's mattress is the filthiest thing they almost own. It's a breeding ground for dust mites, bacteria, dead skin cells.
Yeah.
Over time, they can cause allergies, asthma, and other health problems.
So well, they're too expensive to replace, so.
McDonald's has launched a new Happy Meal.
Really? Maybe I'll take this one for you.
With Crocs. McDonald's is partnering with Crocs again to release 8 exclusive Croc clips that are available with their Happy Meals.
Gibbets.
Yep. So they get their Jibbit sticker sheet for customization. Customers can scan a special code, print it on the box, provides them access to a digital experience. They can mix and match selections and personalize their shoe design. It's a new Happy Meal Croc promotion.
Wait a minute. So it's just a QR code where you get to look at the Jibbits online?
And then you can get the different Jibbits. They'll give you to mix and match the ones you want.
Oh, I was going to say, well, that's not very fun.
Yep. What is the most popular social activity we do?
What is it?
Listening to music.
Hey, Brett, make a show too.
Yeah, like, right. They listed all the things you do. Hanging out with your family and friends came in second to listening to music. Even going to the park, eating out, doing anything like that. Listening to music was the number one activity we actually enjoy doing.
Wow.
Sounds fun.
Stay
to me.
Here, folks. Yeah. Number one place.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Anyone out there listening that, like, literally is a regular at a place, like Cheers? Like, where's your spot? We want to hear from you. We're going to talk about it in less than 3 minutes. But if you want to give us a call at 314-531-9898, where are you a regular at? Anyone listening that you got a spot where you're just a regular? 314-531-9898. You walk into a bar, you walk into a restaurant, they just know your spot. They know your...
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You got like a Cheers spot? People are just like, oh, hi, how you doing? I'm jealous of people like that. I don't got a spot like that where I walk in and they just start making my drink. I want a regular watering hole where I just walk in and they...
Watering hole?
Yeah, I just walk in and I'm like, hey.
The well.
Yeah. You know, they're like, hey, bartender Bob, you know how it is, man. The kids, you know, the wife. Hannah's got one of these. Hannah goes to a regular, she got a Friday spot.
Yeah, Helen Fitzgerald's is my place. I've actually ran into so many Brett Mega Show listeners there before. And I always think it's funny because it's obviously a bar. So I've been drinking there at times. And, like, fans will come up and then they're like, oh, my gosh, I want to play the Throwback Throwdown. And I'm like, who are you? How do you know me?
Hannah walks in, though, and they just start making her burger. They're like, she don't even have to order anymore.
Yep, I'm like, Thousand Island on the table. Here we go.
They already know, like, because Hannah gets the cheeseburger with the Thousand Island on the side. That's a weird order. They just serve it up.
I also thought of another place I'm even more of a regular at, Club Fitness. And I also want to thank...
Oh, shut up.
Yeah. No!
I'm a regular at the gym.
Seriously. I know everybody at Club Fitness Fenton by name. And I also want to thank them because they probably make up our listenership. Seriously, they do.
You know what?
I'm a regular at the gym, too.
The manager at Lifetime Fitness knows me and both my sisters, and I go about once a year.
Okay, good for you.
Maybe I don't feel special anymore.
Amy's about quantity, not quantity.
Where are you a regular at? The gym? Shut up, Anna.
Okay, and a bar. Okay. So.
Oh, mine is the post office, all right?
What?
Shout out to Amy, eBay? The postal worker.
Sorry, what?
Yes.
Who is a regular at the post office?
That's my least favorite place.
How much stuff are you mailing out?
I mail about at least once or twice a week.
Really? You walk in like Cheers, Kevin?
What?
Yep.
What are you sending out?
I got boxes that go for eBay. So I'm constantly
an eBay dealer, guys.
He's a dealer. Action figures.
Yeah. So I'm there several times a week. They're a great group. We send them cookies or, you know, other gift certificates for Christmas. For all their work.
Christmas cards
up in
there.
Yeah, there's like 4 or 5 people. They're wonderful people. Tara, Amy, Shelly.
This is awesome.
Thank you.
Shout out Shelly.
At the Grafton Post Office.
This is great.
Yeah.
Who would have guessed that Kevin's place was the post office? Hey, it's good to see you coming up with his cookies in his boxes.
Okay, but when I was younger, I did hang out at a bar, particularly one that's no longer around. It was actually the Show Me's in Alton.
Really?
Yeah.
And you stopped going there and they shut it down.
Yeah, well, Show Me's was pretty much like Hooters. But
it sounds
careful,
like
Kev. Careful.
Hey, sounds like a blast.
You were Kevin's, a regular at Hooters?
Kevin's two places were Hooters and the post office with Tina.
Look, okay, when I was in college, it was a big deal because we never had like that experience in Alton.
What,
we never
boobs? Had...
yes, and I never had that experience. But my buddy Aaron and my buddy Doug and I used to go like every Thursday. That was our hangout. That was our place. We'd get our wings. They knew us by name. They knew our drinks and everything.
What a shift.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
I know. Kevin went from the guy who was just staring at boobs to like, here's these boxes.
Out his action
that's right. That's right.
With
you know,
old lady Tina, hey, and send her like, you know, Christmas cookies.
Boxes. Did you used boobs? To work at Show Me's back in the day? I remember you.
Wow. Unbelievable, Kev.
Unbelievable.
That's hysterical.
All right. 314-531-9898. Anyone else have a place where you're just a regular? You just go there all the time. There's no way anyone else is calling in with the post office. That's why 98 St. Louis.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
I want a spotlight, though.
Always glad you came.
Like a cheers spot. You just walk in, get to start pouring your drink.
Mm-hmm.
You catch up with your old friend at the watering hole. You go to the post office and you see Barbara and Tina.
Amy and Tara and Shelley.
Oh, Amy, Tara, and Shelley.
Get them
Shelley.
Right.
That's right.
They see those golden
Kev.
Girls and they're like, how are you ladies doing at the post office? Who would have known that Kevin's regular spot is the post office?
That's right, yeah.
Hannah's got Helen's. Alex, you got a regular spot, I feel like.
I do. I got a couple. Companion Bakery is one. I get breakfast there quite often, but every Friday, Katie's Pizza. They
you
see,
go there every...
Just
I've never seen anyone post on their Instagram more than Alex posts on Katie's Pizza.
Yeah, no, seriously. We go in there, and as soon as I go in there with a couple buddies on Friday for lunch, we do a little Friday, little hangout, and as soon as we walk in, they know exactly... We don't even get the menus anymore.
What is your order?
I get the lemon... The lunch special, it's $20. It's a deal. we get the fried artichoke salad with the lemon pecari with chicken pasta. Mm.
Really?
Wow.
All right.
Sounds bougie.
Hannah just goes to Helen's and gets a burger with Thousand Island.
Right. So. Yeah, they remember it probably because it's not that hard.
Colleen, what's your spot? Where's your regular spot where you're just a regular at?
So I go to this place over in Illinois with my brother and my sister-in-law, and we've been going there for a while, and every time we go in, the bartender would always have a big bottle of hot damn for me.
I don't even know what hot damn is, but you just got a bottle.
Hot damn.
A bottle. There,
when you walk in, the bartender's got a bottle on
I'm
the table.
I'm pretty sure that was like Fireball before Fireball.
Right. Is that what that is, Colleen?
Yes, it's cinnamon. It's like Fireball.
Damn. So you just walk in, and they got a bottle of Fireball.
Yep, basically.
That sounds fun.
Sounds awful, but it sounds like, you know,
Colin,
awesome.
You are a badass.
Yeah.
Hot damn.
Right. Guys, not just like, this is her regular spot. So she walks in and they got a bottle at her regular spot.
They had a bottle for me and then a bottle for the bar.
Wow.
Hot damn is right. We did a little Houdini to the commercials. We are still commercial free, and we have this awesome opportunity for you to see Sabrina Carpenter in LA.
I am so jealous of this. I want to go on this trip.
It's three friends, so maybe you can bring Hannah. Hannah will make friends with anybody.
Please,
with
yes.
When we talked to earlier, Hannah's like, it only takes me like 10 minutes, and then I consider some of my best friends. So that's all you need. You three friends in LA. All you got to do is listen to Y98 on the Odyssey app for 60 minutes. When you listen for 60 minutes, you are instantly qualified to see this girl in LA, Sabrina Carpenter, one of the biggest artists on the planet right now.
Easy.
Still commercial free. Let's go. Thanks for hanging out with us on the Brett Maga Show all morning. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Hayden Panettiere made fans feel uncomfortable and concerned. I'll tell you how at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Hayden Panettiere just did a really big interview with People magazine, and she did dig deep. She talked about some pretty vulnerable topics. Her brother just passed away, so she kind of dug into that. But that's not really what people are concerned about. They're concerned about Hayden's demeanor in these interviews. So she has a history of substance abuse. We all know this. And people are worried about what's going on with her current situation because of her eyes, her slurred speech. I'll let you guys listen to it, and you can tell me what you think.
I mean, talk about nature versus nurture. I mean, this little girl literally came out, not just her face, like, resembling mine, but She is my personality. She just is.
So that was her talking about her daughter, and you can make your own judgments, but I do think she sounds like there is a sense of struggle, and it might be because the interview was about topics that were pretty deep and emotional.
That seems like what the PR people are trying to cover it up with. They're saying, like, look, she was in emotional distress, and so she's struggling to find the right words. She's not in the right mindset, but she is someone who has dealt with, like you said, addiction issues. She's dealt with postpartum depression, so she's been somebody who... Another one of these kids who came up in Hollywood and has dealt with a lot. And it does seem like something weird was happening in the interview.
Her reps also did come out because people were just like, has she relapsed? Like, is she sober? Is she, like, all these things? And her reps are denying that Hayden has relapsed. So, of course, that's what they're saying. But some of the comments on this interview, they're pretty bold. They're saying, I'm shocked this is posted. It's uncomfortable and sad to watch. This is complete expulsion. This is an addict who's clearly very unsober. And actually, a Hollywood celebrity, Evan from Dancing with the PETA from Dancing with the Stars, commented and said this interview should be removed ASAP.
I know that's what I was curious about, because I at least have had those interviews where, like, reps are like, hey, don't post that, please, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Like, how did this get posted unless they wanted it posted or whatever it is? It just seems weird that it got shared given the state of whatever happened. So. Yeah.
It is very sad. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
We are going to take you back to your childhood here for a second. There is a list of old school commercials and catchphrases that just live on forever. These are some of the most iconic commercials ever. If you want to jump in on part of this list, 314-531-9898. What do you think is the most iconic catchphrase from a commercial ever? Some of these catchphrases are like the...
Sometimes I dream that he is me. Got to see that's how I dream to be.
Mike. Wanna be like Mike from Nike and the Jordans and Gatorade. So what are those iconic TV commercials for you? 314-531-9898. 855. We'll run down some of the most iconic ones, some big ones from here in St. Louis. Get to feel like a kid again, feel nostalgic. There is a list out there that has the old school commercials, catchphrases that everyone just remembers as a kid. Some of them are really important here in St. Louis, like the Budweiser frogs. Those are literally iconic.
Oh, shoot. Why didn't... Come on.
Oh, then his button broke. Kevin's button broke.
Really, Kevin was so excited.
Oh, man. He's ready for it.
I was heading to the swamp, and I broke the button.
Budweiser. Budweiser.
Classic.
Budweiser.
Those freaking frogs, guys, were iconic. Some of the other ones are, like, literally old school, and I literally would talk about this all the time with my friends. The Tootsie Pop. How many licks does it take?
Mr. Owl, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll center of a Tootsie Pop?
A good question. Let's find out. One, two, three.
I feel like you can't eat a Tootsie Pop and not think of that.
Why does it kind of sound creepy?
Because it was 1969. It was 1969, guys. And it still can't be.
We've all tried to lick our way to it.
And you always can see Mr. Al in the back of your head.
Yes. Another one that's just iconic for here in St. Louis is Real Men of Genius for Bud Light.
Budweiser presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Fun fact about that singer.
Today we salute you.
This guy right here.
Bad toupee wearer.
Mr. Really Bad Toupee Wearer.
That guy was the lead singer for Survivor.
Yep.
Really?
Yes, really? Yeah.
Eye of the Tiger, he sang that song.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
really?
I did not know that.
He started as an ad exec.
Really?
And he was a singer in a band, and Survivor was formed to do Eye of the Tiger for Rocky III. Because Queen passed, they didn't use the song that they wanted from Queen, and they wrote this song, and he came on, and he was a singer. That's why Survivor changed their lead singer right after that, because he really wasn't a band guy. He was an ad exec.
Whoa. Wow.
Crazy.
Look at the
Well, I'm never going to look at that the same.
And then, speaking of songs that just get stuck in your head, and I think it's just the iconic jingle, for McDonald's.
Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun.
Everyone knows
it's on a Big Mac.
Everyone knows what's on a Big Mac because of that song. People are texting in some of theirs.
Yes. For JG Wentworth, we got one.
Oh, yeah.
Call JG Wentworth, 877-CASH-9.
On the bus. Yep. And then another one is Stacy texted this in, Arby's.
Oh, yeah. That's Bing Rames.
Arby's, we have the meat.
Which is the weirdest catchphrase ever. Like, we got the meats. Like, it just freaks me out. And I'm pretty sure Arby's is not giving us real meat.
No. No,
I don't know what they're giving us, but some sort of meat. They say they give us the meat.
Although Arby's is legit, dude. I like Arby's.
The curly fries?
I think they're so good. That cheese sauce and the beef and cheddar, man.
I'll tell you the other one. That our friends at Budweiser did that was big was the Waza.
Waza! Waza!
Yeah, it was huge.
Kev, you were really good at that.
Yeah. Kev was, fun fact, Kev was actually the original.
Yeah.
That's right. My lines were cut.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.